So when I was working in Munich cleaning buildings.
A keď som pracoval v Mníchove pri čistení budov.
I learned a lot from the Lord.
Som sa od Boha mnoho naučil.
The reason I moved to this city was I want to learn from the Lord.
Dôvod, prečo som sa presťahoval do tohto mesta, bolo, aby som sa učil od Boha.
I realized I cannot learn this in a Bible school.
Uvedomil som si, že to nemôžem naučiť na biblickej škole.
But I came to know a church.
Ale som spoznal zbor.
Where they did some in-house training.
Kde robili nejaké tréningy.
See, this is what the Lord Jesus did.
To je to, čo robil aj Pán Ježiš.
He didn't send the disciples to a Bible school.
Neposlal svojich učeníkov do nejakej biblickej školy.
But whatever he did, he took the disciples along.
Ale čokoľvek on robil, zobral vždycky učeníkov so sebou.
So in this church in Munich, they were doing the same.
A v tomto zbore v Mníchove robili presne to isté.
So I moved there.
A ja som sa tam presťahoval.
Worked.
Pracoval.
And tried to learn from them.
A skúšal som sa od nich učiť.
Now this was very good for me.
A toto bolo veľmi dobré pre mňa.
I learned the Bible.
Spoznal som Bibliu.
And I learned to live the Bible.
Spoznal som žiť podľa Biblie.
Because I have living examples.
Lebo som videl žijúce príklady
and
toho.
I learned to serve the Lord.
A učil som sa slúžiť Pánovi.
Now I was in my free time I was taking care of refugees from other countries.
Vo svojom voľnom čase som sa staral, venoval utečencom z iných krajín.
We were preaching the gospel in downtown Munich.
Hlásali sme evanjelium v centre Mníchova, v starom meste.
All kinds of things.
Všetky, mnoho rôznych vecí.
After about 11 years,
zhruba po 11 rokoch,
the brothers in my church said to me,
bratia z môjho zboru mi povedali,
Andreas, somebody else can clean the windows.
A Andreas, niekto iný môže umývať okna.
You stop this.
Ty to prestaň robiť.
And concentrate on that what you can do better.
A zameraj sa na to, čo vieš robiť lepšie.
So I did.
Tak som začal.
Just what I had done in my free time before, now I was doing all the time.
To, čo som predtým robil len vo svojom voľnom čase, som začal robiť celý deň. Stále.
Translating books.
Prekladať knihy.
Writing.
Písať.
Preaching the Bible.
Kázať z Biblie.
Training other people to obey the Lord.
Trénovať, cvičiť iných ľudí, učiť iných ľudí v poslúchať Pána.
So I want to give some examples of this.
Chcem dať zopár príkladov tohto, čo som robil.
Some years ago I came home.
Pred niekoľkými rokmi som prišiel domov.
Actually, now this the first example is for Ladi because he's very interested in this.
Prvý príklad je pre mňa, lebo ma to vraj dosť zaujíma.
And I didn't tell him before.
A ja som mu to predtým nepovedal.
When we came here, he said, Andreas, do you have any experience with the occult?
And predtým, než sme sem prišli, sme sa rozprávali v aute a ja som sa pýtal Andreas, a máš nejaké skúsenosti aj s týmto okultizmom a s tými?
He's interested in driving out demons and all these kind of things. Look at him.
To nebudem preklad. že sa vraj zaujímam o vyháňanie démonov a podobných vecí.
So anyway, I came home from work.
A v každom prípade som sa vrátil z roboty.
I think this was 4 years ago.
To bolo zhruba pred 4 rokmi.
And there was a phone call on my answering machine.
A ja som mal odkaz na mojom odkazovači.
Andreas, you don't know me, but this is my phone number. Please call me back.
Andreas, ty ma nepoznáš, ale toto je moje telefónne číslo. Prosím, zavolaj mi späť.
We have some people in Berchtesgaden and they need help from Christians, so maybe you can help. You know.
My máme nejakých priateľov v meste Berchtesgaden v Nemecku. A oni potrebujú pomoc a ty si kresťan, tak im azda budeš môcť pomôcť.
Now Berchtesgaden is a very occult area and very Catholic.
A Berchtesgaden je mesto, v ktorom je mnoho okultizmu, ale aj dosť katolíkov.
And the people are crazy with sports.
A ľudia sa venujú veľa športom.
So I didn't have time to return the call.
Ja som nemal čas zavolať naspäť.
But somehow the Lord forced me leave all your work which you want to do and call.
Ale ako si ma pán tlačil k tomu, aby som predsa len zavolal a nechal všetko stranou a zavolal tam.
And I called.
A ja som zavolal.
And through this call I came to meet a man whose name is Manfred.
A keď som zavolal, tak som sa ako následok tohto telefonátu stretol s mužom, ktorý sa volá Manfred.
Now this Manfred and his brother.
Tento Manfred a jeho brat.
They had done all kinds of experiments with the occult.
Oni robili mnoho experimentov s okultizmom.
At this time they couldn't sleep anymore.
V tomto čase už nemohli vôbec spávať.
His brother was about to take his life.
Jeho brat si chcel zobrať život.
They thought that the people with whom they had done these occult experiments, they were persecuting them.
Oni si mysleli, že tí ľudia, s ktorými mali tieto okultné s ktorými robili tieto okultné veci, že ich prenasledujú.
They had nightmares and all the rest.
Mali rôzne nočné mory a rôzne iné veci.
So I started to meet with them.
A ja som sa s nimi začal stretávať.
And telling them about the Lord Jesus.
A začal im hovoriť o Pánovi Ježišovi.
Well, we discussed the gospel, I gave them books and tapes.
My sme sa rozprávali spolu o evanjeliu, ja som im dal knižky a aj nahrávky.
And I involved all my other friends. To everyone with whom I talked or wrote a letter or wrote an email, I said this, pray for Manfred and his brother.
A všetkým mojim priateľom, kedykoľvek som písal mail alebo som s niekým hovoril, som hovoril, prosím, modli sa za Manfreda a za jeho brata.
There's demonism in their life.
Tam sú démoni v ich živote.
Or pray that the Lord would protect us and free them.
A prosím ťa, modli sa za to, aby Boh nás ochránil v tejto situácii a aby ich oslobodil od týchto démonov.
So whoever got a phone call or letter from me during this time, this was part of the letter or the phone call.
A ktokoľvek, komu som ja zatelefonoval v tomto čase, alebo som mu písal nejakú kartu, tak toto bolo vždycky časť toho odkazu, ktorý som hovoril.
I realized this is too big for us.
A ja som si uvedomil, toto je príliš veľké pre nás.
Anyway, this Manfred came to know the Lord and his brother as well.
Akokoľvek, tento Manfred spoznal pána a jeho brat taktiež.
So I said to him, Manfred, in Salzburg we have a Bible study. Please come there one time.
A tak som povedal Manfredovi, Manfred, v Salzburgu máme malú biblickú skupinku, prosím, prídi tam.
He didn't want to go to Salzburg.
Nechcel ísť do Salzburgu.
He was into rock climbing.
On veľmi sa zaujímal o horolezectvo.
To do some rock climbing, he would drive thousands of miles.
Aby išiel a robil toto horolezectvo, tak bol ochotný ísť tisíce kilometrov.
But he would not leave his valley, you know, for a Bible study or for anything else.
Ale on odmietal opustiť svoje mesto, tú dolinku, tej dolinu, v ktorej žil, do ďalšieho mesta, aby tam išiel kvôli biblickej skupinke.
So I said, just come one time and look at this.
A ja som povedal, prosím, príď iba raz a pozri si to, ako to
like
prebieha.
It, you can do it in your town as well.
Ak chceš, môžeš to potom robiť túto biblickú skupinku v tvojom meste tiež.
He said, you would do this just for me?
A on sa ma spýtal, ty by si to len pre mňa urobil, takú tú biblickú skupinku založil?
I said no.
Nie. Povedal som mu nie.
Just for you, I wouldn't do it.
Iba pre teba? Nie, to by som vôbec nerobil.
You have to get all your family together and your friends and neighbors.
Ty musíš zhromaždiť všetkých svojich rodinných príslušníkov a priateľov a susedov.
He said, okay, well, I will drive to Salzburg and look at this.
Okay, tak ja prídem do Salzburgu sa pozrieť na tú skupinku.
So he came.
A prišiel.
He liked it.
Páčilo sa mu.
He came a second time and brought his wife and one of his sons.
Prišiel druhý raz aj so ženou a so synom.
They liked it.
Im sa to páčilo.
So we started in their house.
Tak sme začali v ich dome biblickú skupinku, v Berchtesgaden.
So their son, his son's name is Lukas.
Meno jeho syna je Lukáš.
He also became a Christian.
Tiež sa stal kresťan.
Within about 3 months.
Zhruba za 3 mesiace.
Then I started to do follow-up work with Lukas.
Keď som učeníctvo začal robiť s Lukášom.
He liked this.
Sa mu to páčilo.
Because I had done this with his father.
Lebo to robil som predtým s jeho otcom.
So he said, oh, now I get the same attention as my father.
A predtým a povedal si, oh, teraz dostajem rovnakú pozornosť od Andreasa ako môj otec.
See, part of this was, part of the follow-up was, that we try to reach some of Lukas' friends.
Časť tohto učeníctva bolo, že sme sa snažili aj Lukášovým priateľom povedať evanjelium.
I said, Lukas, okay, give me the name of your friends and we'll pray for them.
Lukáš, daj mi prosím ťa mená tvojich priateľov a budeme sa spoločne za nich modliť.
So we met every week.
Tak sme sa stretávali každý týždeň.
We discussed all kinds of things.
Sme sa rozprávali o rôznych veciach.
No, how to read Jeremiah and all this.
ako máme čítať správne Jeremiáša a podobné veci.
And but we also prayed for his friends.
Ale sme sa tiež modlili za jeho priateľ.
Now he said, well, Andreas, you know, we can pray for this and this, but the most important person to get to know the Lord, this is my friend Jan.
A my sa môžeme modliť za týchto všetkých ľudí, ale tá najdôležitejšia osoba, za ktorú by sme sa mali modliť, je môj priateľ Jan.
I said, why is this?
Prečo Jan?
Why is he more important than all the others?
Prečo je dôležitejší ako všetci ostatní priatelia?
He said, well, Jan will die soon.
A pretože Jan skoro zomrie.
Jan has a tumor in his head.
A Jan má rakovinu a ten nádor, ktorý má je na jeho mozgu.
At the time Jan was 15.
A v tomto čase mal Jan 15
but
rokov.
But the tumor started when he was 5.
Ale tumor začal, tento nádor začal raz, keď mal 5 rokov.
And when I remember right, he had 15 surgeries on his brain.
Keď si správne pamätám, tak mal 15 operácií na jeho mozgu a na hlave.
And all kinds of chemotherapy and all the rest.
A všelijaké možné chemoterapie a podobné veci.
And the tumor was still there.
A nádor bol stále v jeho mozgu.
And it could grow and Jan could just die or get blind or paralyzed or whatever.
A keď to rástlo, tak počas toho rastu to mohol tlačiť na časti mozgu a Jan by mohol oslepnúť, alebo odpadnúť, alebo aj zomrieť kedykoľvek v podstate.
So we prayed.
Tak sme sa modlili.
For Lukas' friends and for Jan.
Pre Lukášových priateľov a aj za Jana.
So we invited Jan to our studies.
Tak sme pozvali Jana na našu biblickú skupinku.
Lukas, myself, Jan.
Ja, Lukáš a Jan.
Mm-hmm. And of course Jan believed in God.
A určite Jan veril v Boha.
He was very thankful to God that he had protected him.
Jan bol vďačný Bohu, že ho ochránil.
No, he was actually after he came out of the hospital, always he went to church and played the organ to thank God with his organ plays.
A vždycky, keď vyšiel z nemocnice Jan, tak išiel hrať na orgán, aby sa týmto spôsobom Bohu poďakoval za to, že ho zachránil.
For me, I was a sinner.
Pre mňa, ja som bol hriešnik.
It's very easy to understand that I was a sinner and that I was lost.
Pre mňa to bolo veľmi ľahké pochopiť, že ja som bol hriešnik a že som bol stratený.
But Jan, he was a good boy.
Ale Jan bol dobrým chlapcom.
No, he was doing his homework.
Robil svoju úlohu.
Helping his mother.
Pomáhal svojej matke.
No, always obedient.
Vždy poslušný.
Really nice.
Veľmi,
so
veľmi
helpful, friendly
dobrý.
Always.
Pomocný a priateľský.
How you explain to him that he is lost?
A ako mu vysvetlíme, že teda, že je stratený?
I didn't know.
Nevedel som.
So we just read the Bible together.
Tak sme len začali čítať spolu Bibliu.
The Lord used it.
A Boh to použil.
The sower sows the seed and the seed was falling on good ground.
A poznáme toto podobenstvo rozsievača, keď rozsievač rozhadzuje zrno a to zrno padlo v Jánovom prípade do dobrej pôdy.
And Jan became a believer.
A Jan sa stal veriacím, kresťanom.
And then I tried to teach him as well.
A ja som sa začal som aj jeho učiť.
After some time we discussed how can you give a testimony to your friends.
A po istom čase sme sa rozprávali, ako môžeš dať svedectvo o tom, čo stalo v tvojom živote tvojim priateľom.
I already told you my testimony, so I will not repeat this.
Ja som mu povedal moje svedectvo, tak už to sa nebudem opakovať.
I explained to them how to do this.
Vysvetlil som im, ako sa má dávať svedectvo.
So Lukas explained his testimony.
A Lukáš sa podelil o svoje svedectvo s Janom.
Yeah, and this was very interesting for me.
Toto bolo veľmi zaujímavé pre mňa.
Because he didn't even tell it to his parents.
Pretože to nepovedal ani svojim rodičom.
Lukas was very impressed by the change in his father's life.
Lukáš bol veľmi, veľmi udivený z tej zmeny, ktorá sa stala v jeho rodičoch.
When we baptized his father,
keď sme pokrstili jeho otca,
we used a very cold winter day.
Použili sme veľmi studený, alebo bol veľmi studený zimný deň.
No snow and ice around.
Láda, sneh.
So this was very appropriate for his father.
Toto bolo skutočne veľmi správne a alebo príslušné k jeho otcovi.
And so I asked his father to give a testimony and then we prayed for his father and then he was baptized.
Ja som poprosil jeho otca, aby pred všetkými povedal svoje svedectvo, potom sme sa spoločne pomodlili a potom sme ho pokrstili.
So present were myself and my wife.
A prítomný som bol ja, moja žena.
Mike, my assistant.
A Mike, môj asistent, pomocník.
Mm-hmm. And then of course Manfred and his family.
A potom Manfred a jeho rodina.
His wife.
Jeho žena.
And Lukas and his brother.
Lukáš a jeho brat.
So I said, okay, before the baptism we pray.
A ja som povedal, no pred krstom sa pomodlíme.
No, I prayed.
Ja som sa modlil.
My wife prayed.
A moja žena sa pomodlila.
Mike prayed.
Michal sa pomodlil.
There was Lukas.
A bol tam Lukáš.
Well, this was the first time that Lukas attended a baptism.
A toto bolo prvý krát, keď sa Lukáš zúčastnil na krste.
So he thought, well, they are all praying, so probably I also have to pray.
A oni sa všetci modlili, tak si povedal Lukáš, tak asi sa odo mňa očakáva, že sa pomodlím.
No. And then he prayed.
A tak sa pomodlil.
And his prayer was very interesting.
A jeho modlitba bola veľmi zaujímavá.
Because he prayed like this.
Pretože sa modlil takto.
Thank you God that you changed my father.
Ďakujem ti Bože, že si zmenil môjho otca.
Thank you God that my father now has time for me and is not climbing all the time.
Ďakujem ti, že môj otec má teraz na mňa čas a není stále na skalách. Horolezec.
And his brother was praying in a similar way.
A jeho brat sa modlil podobným spôsobom.
Some weeks after this,
niekoľko týždňov po tomto,
Lukas was alone in his home.
Lukáš bol sám v jeho
actually, in his
domu,
room, in his room.
V jeho izbe.
And he heard a voice.
A počul hlas.
And he's convinced this was the voice of God.
A je presvedčený, že toto bol hlas Boží.
And so he gave his life to the Lord.
A tak dal svoj život Bohu.
Now this is an interesting testimony, isn't it?
A toto je zaujímavé svedectvo, že
of course, he told a little bit what his life was before that and how his life changed through this.
Aj keď povedal, ako to bolo trošku predtým, než sa toto stalo a potom, aké zmeny nasledovali.
Now, Jan was there, he listened to my testimony.
Jan tam bol a vypočul si moje svedectvo.
To Lukas' testimony.
To Lukášové svedectvo.
Then he almost started to cry.
A potom sa takmer rozplakal.
I don't have a testimony.
Ja nemám žiadne svedectvo.
In my life were no changes.
V mojom živote sa nestali žiadne zmeny.
I was friendly before my conversion, I was friendly after, so no changes.
Som bol priateľský predtým, ja som bol priateľský aj potom, žiadna zmena.
He was a good child before and after his conversion. It's good that he didn't change that part.
Bol dobrým chlapcom aj predtým, aj po. Dobre, že sa teda nezmenil k horšiemu.
So what do you do with a man like this?
Tak čo spravíte z tejto situácii?
He was in despair.
Bol celý zúfalý z toho chudák.
Am I converted at all? I no changes in my life. I didn't steal before, I didn't steal after.
A Jan hovorí, no tak to som vôbec obrátený, no predtým som nekradol, teraz nekradnem, no tak ako to je?
See, my life it was different.
V mojom živote to bolo iné.
Before my conversion I was stealing a lot. After my conversion I gave it back so the people could see there is a difference before my conversion after the conversion.
U mňa to bolo iné. Pred mojim obrátením som kradol a po mojom obrátení som to dal späť tým ľuďom, čo som im to ukradol, takže videli nejaký rozdiel pred a po.
The poor Jan.
Ale chudák Jan. Ten.
So I said, well, Jan, one year ago when I ask you, Jan, will you go to heaven? What would you answer?
A pred rokom som povedal som Janovi, pred rokom, keby som sa ťa spýtal, či pôjdeš do neba po smrti, čo by si bol odpovedal?
He said, oh, one year ago, if you asked me if I go to heaven, I would said, yes, sure, I will go to heaven.
Keby sa ma opýtal pred rokom, či pôjdem do neba, odpovedal by som ti, no jasná vec, že pôjdem do neba.
I said, okay, what about now, when I asked you now, are you sure if you go to heaven, what would you say?
A čo teraz, keby som sa teraz opýtal, keď zomrieš, pôjdeš do neba, čo by si povedal?
He said, well, now I say the same, I am also sure that I go to heaven.
Nuž, teraz som si tiež istý, určite by som išiel do neba.
I said, okay, that's good.
Som povedal, to je dobre.
Now, one year ago, when I asked you, why do you go to heaven?
A keby som sa pred rokom bol býval opýtal, prečo sa dostaneš do neba?
So Jan said, well, one year ago I would have said, I will go to heaven because I'm a good child, I'm always helping my mother, I have done so many good works, I earned to go to heaven.
Ja by som bol býval odpovedal, nuž, to je jasné, ja som dobrý chlapec, pomáham svojej matke, dobre sa správam, za to, čo som ja urobil a vykonal, si zaslúžim ísť do neba. To je predsa jasná vec.
I said, well, Jan, and now, when I ask you now, why do you go to heaven, what do you say now?
A keď sa ťa teraz opýtam, Jan, prečo pôjdeš do neba? Čo by si teraz mi odpovedal?
I said, well, now I would say, because of the Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and the Lord Jesus died for me and I believe in him and that's why I go to heaven.
A teraz by som odpovedal, je to preto, lebo Pán Ježiš, lebo som hriešnik a Pán Ježiš za mňa zomrel a na základe toho, čo on vykonal, tak pôjdem do neba, lebo on ma zachránil svojou smrťou na kríži.
When he said this, he looked at me and he started to smile.
A keď to počul, tak sa na mňa pozrel a začal sa usmievať.
Because now he saw a change in his life.
Pretože teraz si všimol rozdiel v jeho živote pred a po.
And the change was a lot deeper than the change in my life or the change in Lucas' life.
A táto zmena bola oveľa hlbšia ako zmena v mojom živote alebo zmena v živote Lukáša.
The Lord Jesus had made a big difference in his life.
Pán Ježiš urobil v jeho živote veľkú vec.
Isn't that great?
Zmenil jeho život zásadným spôsobom. Nie je to skvelé?
So of course we prayed with Jan for his sister and for his mother.
A tak sme sa modlili s Janom za jeho sestru a matku.
Both of them are not believers yet.
Obidvaja ešte nie sú kresťania.
But I think the Lord is listening to our prayers.
Ale ja verím, že Boh počúva naše modlitby.
Jan's sister's name is Lena.
Meno Janovej sestry je Lena.
And Lena thinks the Bible, this is just for some conservative people like my mother and my brother.
A ona si myslí, že Biblia to je len pre takých nejakých konzervatívnych, skosnatelých ľudí, ako je moja sestra, môj brat.
How can I tell what kind of person Lena is? How can I explain about Lena?
Ako môžem vysvetliť, že aká je Lena?
Well, she is doing drugs.
Ona je v drogách.
She has all kinds of boyfriends.
Má rôznych priateľov.
Recently she was in the clinic because she has lost her memory due to the drugs.
Pred pár týždňami bola na klinike, pretože stratila svoju pamäť kvôli používaniu drog.
She is very disobedient to her mother.
Je veľmi neposlušná voči svojej matke.
Parties are a main thing in her life.
Party sú hlavnou súčasťou jej života.
No, her brother is 2 years younger than her, but they were in the same class in school.
Jej brat je o 2 roky od nej mladší a napriek tomu boli spolu v jednej triede.
No, so she's a young girl.
Ona je mladou ženou.
But she was very different from her brother.
Ale bola veľmi, veľmi rozdielna od svojho brata.
And of course she didn't listen to her mother when the mother explained something about the Bible.
A samozrejme nepočúvala svoju mamu, keď jej ona niečo vysvetľovala o Biblii.
Now, one other friend came to know the Lord. His profession is a baker.
Jeden z ďalších priateľov sa stal kresťanom a jeho zamestnanie je pekár.
And the young boy is working in the bakery.
A spolu s ním robí jeden mladý chalan v jeho pekárstve.
Lots of work in the bakery.
Ja, tam je veľa roboty v takom pekárstve.
But they... Pretzels, huh? You have pretzels here?
Praclíky, že?
Aha. So they do praclíky in this bakery.
V tejto pekárni pečú praclíky.
And this is what you have to do by hand.
A to je to, čo musíš robiť ručne.
So the baker came to know the Lord.
A tak sa tým pekár sa stal kresťanom.
And every night for 1 hour he had to do this praclíky with this boy.
A každý jeden deň musel tento pekár robiť spolu so svojím synom tieto praclíky. Každú noc.
Yes, and then the boy became a believer.
A tento syn jeho sa tiež stal kresťanom.
Now this boy is a very good friend with Jan's sister.
A tento chlapec je veľmi dobrým priateľom so sestrou Janovou.
Now, if you look at this boy, you think he's not a Christian.
Keď sa pozriete na tohto chalana, tak pomyslíte, no toto není kresťan.
He's smoking.
Fajčí.
His hair is Rastafari, you know, these dreadlocks.
On má dreadlocky na hlave.
He always had this special hat.
Má tú špeciálnu čapicu.
Oh, he always looks like he's just coming from a party, like...
Vždycky vyzerá, ako keby práve prišiel z nejakej žurky.
So, but this boy was giving a testimony to Lena.
Ale tento chalanisko dal, svedčil Lene.
Every day when they were doing marijuana and you know whatever they did, he was talking about the Lord Jesus.
A vždycky, keď spolu fajčili marihuanu, tak hovoril o Pánovi Ježišovi.
No, I'm still not sure if this boy is a believer.
Ja som si ešte neúplne istý, či je teda tento chalan veriaci.
But I'm sure he is an answer to our prayers.
Ale verím, že on je presne, alebo som si istý, že on je presne odpoveďou na naše modlitby.
Isn't it interesting what the Lord said, is doing?
Nie je to zaujímavé, čo Boh koná.
Now here is Lena, she's almost getting crazy.
A tu je Lena, ktorá je úplne bláznivá.
He says, well, I thought the Bible is only for people like my brother and my mother.
Ja som si myslel, že Biblia je len pre ľudí, ako je môj brat a moja mama.
Now you are coming here, you like the same music, smoke the same drugs as I do, and you are talking about Jesus as well.
A teraz tu, ty ideš ku mne...
Not myself, the boy. Huh?
Sorry. A teraz tu ty prichádzaš, fajčíš marihuanu, robíš také, máš rád takú istú muziku ako ja a tu mi tu vykladáš o Pánovi Ježišovi.
So Jan just finished school in June.
V júni Jan ukončil školu.
And his sister as well, she was in the same class.
A jeho sestra tiež boli spolu v rovnakej triede.
So one of the men I trained has moved back to his own country, which is Sri Lanka.
Jeden z mužov, ktorého som aj ja učil, ktorý bol môjim učeníkom, tak sa vrátil späť do svojej rodnej krajiny, čo bola Sri Lanka.
Well, and he says, well, Andreas, the Apostle Paul, he trained these people and he visited them afterwards, so you have to visit me.
Nuž, Andreas, on povedal, tento učeník zo Sri Lanky, on povedal, Andreas, Apoštol Pavol chodil za svojimi učeníkmi, tak aj ty musíš prísť za mnou na Sri Lanku.
You trained me when I lived in Germany, now I work here, you have to visit me.
Ja si ma trénoval, keď som žil v Nemecku a teraz som sa vrátil naspäť na Sri Lanky a musíš navštíviť.
So in July I went to Sri Lanka.
Tak čo spravím? Išiel som na Sri Lanku.
And of course I never go alone, I take some people to train.
A ja nikdy nechodím sám, ja vždycky o sebou zoberiem iných, ktorých popri tom učím.
Oh, four of us went. I took a doctor and my two girls.
Štyria sme išli, zobral som doktora a ešte moje dve dcery.
They also finished school now.
Oni tiež teraz skončili akurát školu.
So we went to the train station in our village.
Tak sme išli na vlakovú stanicu v našej
dedine. There were some other girls with the big backpacks, you know.
A tam boli iné dievčatá tiež s veľkými ruksakmi.
So my girls knew them and went there and talked with them.
A moje dcery ich poznali, tak išli k nim a hovorili s nimi.
Then they came back to me and said, oh, they are also going to the airport. They go to Thailand and Cambodia and Vietnam and they just finished school and this is their last trip together.
A oni mi oznámili, že tieto dievčatá tiež idú tak ako aj my na letisko a že robia okružnú cestu cez Thailand, Kambodžu a Vietnam.
So see, the boys in their class, they just went to Turkey to get drunk, but the girls did this.
Chalani z ich ročníka robili túto maturitnú cestu do Turecka, kde sa opili, a oni, dievčatá, išli do Ázie na okružnú cestu po
týchto krajinách.
Mne to bolo dosť jedno, tak som povedal, no, okay.
We came to the airport.
Tak sme prišli na letisko.
I realized the girls are on the same train to the airport.
Som si uvedomil, že tieto dievčatá sú v rovnakom vlaku ako my na letisko.
Again, my girls talk to them.
A znova moje dcery sa s nimi vyprávali.
So then we checked in and went to the plane.
Tak sme sa začekovali a išli sme do lietadla.
And just before we entered the plane.
A tesne predtým, ako sme nastúpili do lietadla.
I look at a lady beside me.
Som sa pozeral na dievča, na ženu vedľa mňa.
And she looked at me.
A ona sa pozerala na mňa.
And I said, "Huh?" And she did.
Ja? Chápete? Ja.
She said, "Andreas, you?"
A ona povedala, "Andreas, ty?"
And I said, "Lena, you?"
A ona povedala, "Lena, ty?"
So Jan's sister was on the same plane. She was in this group with the girls.
A Jánova sestra, Lena, bola sedela v rovnakom lietadle ako ja.
So for the whole flight we could talk to her.
A počas celého letu sme s ňou mohli rozprávať.
And I could give her my New Testament.
A ja som jej mohol dať nový zákon.
So she took a New Testament on this trip.
A ona si zobrala nový zákon na túto cestu.
See, she knew more about the New Testament than I did when I went to Sahara and Canada, you know.
A ona vedela o novom zákone viac ako ja, keď som býval v Sahare alebo v Kanade.
Now, she's still not a Christian.
Ešte stále nie je kresťankou.
But I see that the Lord is working in her life.
Ale vidím, že Pán Ježiš pracuje v jej živote.
You know, these were just two instances which show you that our prayers are being answered.
To sú len dva príklady z mnohých, kde vidíme, že naše modlitby, že Pán odpovedá na naše modlitby.
I have a theory.
Ja mám takú teóriu.
And it's like this.
A je nasledovná.
The Lord doesn't want to save single persons. He wants to save whole groups.
On nechce zachrániť jednu osobu, on chce zachrániť celé skupiny ľudí.
You remember Ruth, who was in the hospital with my mother?
Pamätáte si ešte na Ruth, ktorú sme spomínali, ktorá bola v nemocnici s mojou mamou?
She understood this.
Ona to pochopila.
So she didn't only pray for my mother, but she prayed for my mother, myself, my sister and this boyfriend.
Ona to pochopila, preto sa nemodlila len za moju mamu, ale sa modlila za mňa, moju mamu, moju sestru.
When this man from Sri Lanka came to know the Lord living in München.
Keď tento muž zo Sri Lanky prišiel do Mníchova a tam spoznal Pána.
You know, the one whom I visited.
To je ten, ktorého som ja teraz sedel v lietadle a išiel navštíviť.
We did the same, we prayed for his families and his neighbors.
My sme urobili presne to isté. Sme sa modlili za jeho rodinu a jeho susedov.
And after some years the Lord called him back to his country.
A po niekoľkých rokoch ho Boh zavolal späť do jeho krajiny pôvodu.
And his neighbors and his family came to know the Lord.
A jeho rodina a jeho susedia spoznali Pána.
Actually he says, so many came to know the Lord, I don't know what to do, Andreas, come and help me.
Tak mnoho ľudí sa obrátilo a spoznalo Pána, že nevedel, čo robiť, tak zavolal Andreasa, aby mu prišiel pomôcť a dať mu rady, ako
then
ďalej.
I met this man Manfred.
A ja som stretol tohto muža Manfreda.
Now, this town is a crazy town.
A toto mesto, Berchtesgaden, je zvláštne mesto.
Very difficult for the gospel.
Veľmi nepriateľské pre evanjelium, ťažké.
Within the last 4 years,
ale za posledné 4 roky,
I think 14 people came to know the Lord and got baptized.
14 ľudí sa obrátilo a bolo pokrstených.
Is
z tohto mesta.
Are there 14, Simona? About.
Yeah, maybe okolo 14.
Maybe 13 or 15, I'm not sure.
13, 15, niečo okolo 14.
And all who know about this say this is a miracle because very few believers there in these mountains.
A hraničí to až zo zázrakom, lebo tam je skutočne málo veriacich v tomto regióne.
All from Manfred's friends and family.
Všetci z Manfredovej rodiny a priateľov.
And one of them was Jan's, you know, Jan, the school friend of Manfred's son.
A jeden z nich bol Jan, priateľ Lukáša, to je syna tohto Manfreda.
We pray for his sister Lena.
A my sa stále modlíme za jeho sestru Lenu.
This is my theory.
A toto je moja teória.
The Lord doesn't just want to save single persons, but he wants to save more, people whom you know.
On nechce len jednotlivcov zachrániť, on chce zachrániť celé skupiny. To znamená aj tých ľudí, ktorých poznáme, ktorých máme okolo seba.
But this will be our topic tomorrow.
Ale toto bude naša téma zajtra.
So I better stop now.
A preto radšej teraz skončím.
If I tell too much, you might be afraid and not come tomorrow.
Ak by som povedal toho príliš mnoho, tak by ste sa možno zlakli a ani zajtra neprišli.
One more thing.
Ale ešte jedna posledná vec.
If you really will come tomorrow,
ak skutočne zajtra prídete,
you can bring your Bibles.
Môžete so sebou zobrať Bibliu.
Don't leave it in the desert or in the forest.
Nenechajte ju na púšti alebo v divočine.
If you have one, bring it.
Ak máte svoju Bibliu, prineste ju.
Okay. Good. You can even read in it.
Dokonca si v nej môžete aj čítať.
You know Jeremiah.
Viete napríklad Jeremiáša.
Good. Thank you so much.